So, I guess first question, that bye week, was it like a godsend for you?
Yeah, it was definitely very relaxing and, you know, gave me a chance and the rest of my teammates a chance to, you know, kind of rejuvenate and recharge our batteries. And I think, you know, we're going to be really hungry and really prepared to approach this work week with a good attitude.
How important was it just to have a few days off, just knowing you've got seven straight weeks of Big Ten football and you're going to be the guy?
It was good. You know, that break was much needed. You know, I was really banged up after that Penn State game. And the bye week was much needed. And I think, you know, as a team, it gave us a chance to, you know, rejuvenate. And I think we're going to be more prepared and better prepared this Saturday.
Were you as sore as you looked after Penn State?
Yeah. I was really sore. I took some shots. And that's just part of the game, and I was able to repair in the bye week.
Are you ready for this? I mean, 25 still carries a game. Are you built for this?
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
What do you do during the week maybe to lessen, you know, lighten up your load so Saturdays you can, you know, go week to week and be fresh?
I know the coaches do a good job of, you know, not overworking me in practice and things like that, just getting me the right amount of work and not, you know, going over the limit, so I still have enough to push through Saturday.
Do you do anything different? I mean, do you go to Whirlpool more, get more rest?
Probably just get more rest every night and just trying to stay on top of my hydration and stuff like that.
What does this team mentally after the bye week? You look at the schedule and it's big game after big game after big game the rest of the way. How does this team rest as much mentally as it does physically to get ready for the rest of the week?
Yeah, I think, you know, the bye week was a good time to, you know, just take a break from football and practice in general and kind of, you know, refocus and stuff like that. So, you know, everybody's really, really amped up for the game on Saturday, and we're very, really eager to start practice today.
Is this what a running back wants, the ball, basically?
Yeah. You know, that's my job is to run the ball. So, you know, it's only right that I want to carry the rock up and down the field. And, you know, I'm really excited to be in this position, and I just want to go out there and do my best.
You're not related to Denard Robinson, are you?
Not that I know of.
You got any of the same moves in the repertoire?
I think we got a couple of the same moves, but that's about it.
The last time you played against Robinson, you went off and had a fantastic game. Kind of the same thing with Mr. Nerd. Is this a battle of Robinson?
I don't think it's that's as heightened as stakes it was last time. You know, the last time we played against Robinson was the same state. He was in the same state, so the same position too. So, you know, he's quarterback. He's from Michigan. So, you know, I want to go out there and prove I'm the best Robinson.
You can't guarantee it's the same performance?
I can guarantee you I'll play well.
Adam, you guys splashed over to Penn State, went to Ohio State, and played in front of a huge crowd. So you feel that that helps going into a game like this against Michigan where you know you're going to be playing in front of like 110,000 or so?
Yeah, definitely a lot of those big road games last year, like Wisconsin, Penn State, Ohio State, you know, you know, Arizona from this year, you know, a lot of those games were, you know, really loud and intense and hostile environments. And that's exactly what we need, you know, going into Saturday. We're going to go to play in front of a crowd of 113,000 people. It's going to be loud, noisy. And I think we can take last year's experiences and take it to the game on Saturday with us and let it help us.
Coach was talking about how on Wednesdays, I believe he said, like, you'll usually, you know, deal with noise during practice. How do you handle that as a player, like when you're going through that and, you know, getting yourself mentally prepared for hearing it for a game?
I think you just have, as long as you just focus on your job and your duty as a player, I think, you know, the noise, you just naturally ignore it.